Hello, I am Nimja, and this is the Elemental Induction. This induction goes through all the four, maybe five elements, and will help you to relax. This recording is a bit longer than usual, so please make sure that you're in a comfortable place and undisturbed. Let us begin. So, of course you know about the four elements, fire, earth, water, and air. And each of these elements make up the body. And this is exactly what we're going to go through. Each of these elements encompasses both the material and the immaterial of who you are. And as such, going through them piece by piece, layer by layer, will make it feel very, very nice to relax. Because as we go through each layer, you'll be able to let go. You'll be able to let go of the aspects of each element as we go deeper into who you are. And with a little bit of luck, we will end up at your center, at the deepest place of your being, at a place beautiful and pure. So I would like you to listen. I would like you to focus on me and close your eyes. Right now there is no need to think about anything, and we're going to do a very simple relaxation exercise to get into the mood. So are you listening? Good. Just take a deep breath and let your body relax as you exhale. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, your body seems to sink a little bit further. Especially your feet relax deeply. They become heavier and more relaxed. And the same happens to your legs, and slowly to your hips as well. Now, right now, we're not trying to get into trance. We're just getting into a comfortable state where you become ready to listen. That would be nice, wouldn't it? So, that's all you have to do. Just listen. Just relax and listen. And know that there's right now nothing else you need to do or need to go. Another deep breath, and your stomach and chest just let go of that tension. No need to think. No need to judge. Just listen. And of course, there may be thoughts here and there, and that's perfectly fine. This is not meant to make you blank. It's just meant to make you feel really nice. Just relaxed, open. And who knows where we'll end up. So, one more very deep breath. And feel your shoulders and arms just let go of that tension. See, it's nice to listen. It's nice to just sit there, just follow along. No expectations, no demands. Just a guide. That's all I am. A guide to let you relax. And to let you experience the aspects of your being manifest in the four elements. So relax and listen. I hope you'll enjoy this immense and intense journey. Because we start right now. Fire. Fire is the strongest of the elements, the most fierce. It burns, it's bright, it's intense. And your intense feelings, creativity, lust, passion, but also anger and desire, they are fire in you. When you feel deeply aroused, you can feel the heat of fire. When you are angry, you can feel the flames of rage. When you have passion, when you are pursuing your dreams, you feel the bright intensity of fire. You can feel the fire inside of you. You can feel how it burns brightly. And it's not good or bad, it just is. It can manifest in immense positive feelings. It can manifest in passion, in desire, in pure creativity. It can manifest in the fire with which you pursue your dreams. It can be beautiful. And it can also be scary. When you feel anger, when you feel fear. But it's not good or bad. Fire just is. It is a natural part of you just as much as arousal and anger. And right now, we're not going to focus on any specific part of fire. I want you to try and look inside of you, to see that burning, to see that flame inside of you, to see that fire that can drive you, that can heat you, that can change you, the fire that burns, the fire that heats, the fire that glows even in the darkest nights, even in the darkest places. That fire which makes you unstoppable. That fire, those flames, that deep glow of immense energy. You can feel it inside of you. You can feel it burning, raging, flaming. Part of it feels so good. You can see how you feel full of energy, how you feel full of intensity, how you feel full of passion and desire, full of all that fire. So intense, so beautiful, so magnificent. And it just gets stronger. As I count down, you focus more and more on the fire. It's like the whole rest of you is just focused on the flame inside your chest. It's a beautiful fire. It doesn't hurt. It just feels bright, intense, and beautiful. 10. Feel yourself looking at it inside and smile. 9. Appreciate the fire that is there. Embrace it. Let it burn and embrace it. 8. Feel how it grows bigger and bigger as you pay more attention to it. 7. It is so beautiful, so intense, so magnificent. 6. You see that deep fire. 5. You embrace that fire. 4. You see it inside of you, that core of flame that can drive you. 3. That fire that pushes you forward and doesn't ever give up. 2. You can see it clearly now, can't you? You can see it clearly and feel. 1. Close. And that fire burns through you. That fire intensifies and leaves ashes. Earth. And as the passion fades away, as the intense flames fade away, you see yourself as Earth. Earth is the strength in you, the persistence, the stability. Earth is what makes you strong and patient, but also stubborn. But that's okay. Just like fire, Earth is neither good nor bad. It simply exists as part of you. Earth is when you don't let yourself be moved, when you are strong. Earth is when you support others with your strength, when you are a base, a mountain. Earth is the stability of your being, that part inside of you that doesn't need to change, the part of you that is pure and strong, but also stubborn. Sometimes Earth is too strong, too stubborn. It doesn't want to let go of an idea. But that's okay. You can forgive yourself for those times. And most of all, Earth is patient. Part of Earth is what makes you wait for someone else, what makes you wait for a result, what makes you patient so that you don't have to give up, that you don't even think of giving up. Many things deserve patience. Many people deserve patience, and they deserve your strength. And as you focus on this, as you focus on the Earth inside of you, you can feel strong, persistent, stable, a rock, not easily damaged, not easily hurt, but also patient. A rock doesn't need to change. The Earth doesn't need to change. Earth changes so very slowly. It does when it needs to. But mostly, it relaxes. It is patient and it is strong. It is a rock to build on, a mountain of support. And sometimes the stubborn pebble in your shoe. But focus on that Earth. Focus on that feeling of strength and stability. Focus on that part of you which isn't afraid to stay the same, which is proud of what you are, and which is always there for others to support them. Focus on Earth. Feel strong and patient, calm. 10. It becomes easier and easier to see that strong, stable part in you. 9. You become more and more patient with your own thoughts. 8. Even if some of those thoughts are stubborn, you forgive them. 7. You become more and more stable as you relax. 6. You feel the persistence of your core. 5. You can relax as you feel stable. 4. Relaxing deeper as you feel safe. 3. So very stable and calm. Relaxing deeper and deeper. 1. Deep in the Earth. From the earth, we melt. We let go of our stubbornness, and we become, we encounter water. You can slowly feel yourself flowing. How stable you were just now, you now feel fluid, relaxed. It feels easy to change, it feels easy to adapt. Water is the element of change, of transformation. The parts of you that change when it needs to, that adapts to the situation. Water bends and flows. It is smooth and elegant. And this part of you is beautifully smooth and elegant. You can feel yourself relax more and more. Embracing water is difficult because water seems to escape through your fingertips as soon as you try to hold it. But, on the other hand, it feels good to go with the flow. It feels so good to embrace change. Because things never stay the same. Everything changes. And if you can embrace the change, they change for the better. Transformation. Bending. Flowing. As you follow my voice guiding you through those layers of elements, water makes it difficult to think, but that's okay, because your mind constantly changes. With my voice, you constantly change. It is like my words help you to change. My words guide you to change. And every time you listen to me, you do change. Sometimes for a moment, sometimes longer. Embracing the water, following the flow, letting me guide you and help you adapt. 10. You can feel so fluid, so relaxed. 9. Even your thoughts are water. 8. It feels so good to let it flow. 7. Just going with it without thinking. 6. So relaxing. 5. Your whole body and mind flowing water. 4. You cannot hold on to a single thought. 3. The water just seems to slip from your grasp. Every drop makes you go deeper. 1. And you slowly evaporate. Your thoughts evaporate, your body seems to drift away, until we arrive at the fourth element, air. Air is the element of dreams, insubstantial and light. Air is when you feel free of all your worries, of all your cares. Free as a child, free as a bird. Air is the element of freedom, impossible to hold, as floaty as a dream, as insubstantial as a ray of light. And that is where we are now, in the element of air, where you are only a dream, where we look at the light and we float away from all the substance. You are made of air. There are dreams inside of you that no one can pin down. You can float all over the world in your dreams and no one can catch you. You can drift on the sound of my voice and no one can stop. You drop deeper and deeper as you follow my voice. You continue to listen. You flow deeper and deeper. And finally you float and fly on my words. You drift and glide in this dream. Everything is here, and you are here. You are drifting in the midnight sky, free among the stars. You look at what you are, at the element of air. And as you look at the element of air, you feel free. You embrace your dreams. You embrace the freedom inside of you. That is what air is. It is the element of freedom. But there's one more place where we can go. As I count you down once more, we go deeper into your being. But what comes after all the elements? 10, floating through the air. 9, drifting on your dreams. 8, following my voice. 7, going so deep along. 6, no choice but to follow with. 5, flying into the center. 4, following my voice. 3, feeling so light. 2, hearing it and going deeper. 1, drop. And we arrive at the center of your being, beyond your body, beyond your mind, the fifth element of life. Because what is your body without that spark of life to animate it? Your body would be a simple hump of flesh, but with it, with the spirit to animate it, with the life spark that gives it motion, you become alive. So after we've gone through the four elements, the whole material being of who you are, we arrive at the immaterial, the source of your thoughts, the spring of your feelings. We arrive at the center, the deepest part of who you are. And this is beyond all the elements, beyond the whole world. Here, there are no thoughts. There's no fire nor earth, no water nor air. There is only life. This deep spark inside of you, this beautiful flame of life, this little grain of truth, this source of your energy, this breath of air, your center, deep and calm. And you've opened up to me. You've allowed me to bring you here. You've embraced all the layers of the elements. You have allowed me to guide you through down to here, all the way to life. And there is one step deeper that we could go. There is one step deeper beyond life. 10. Embrace the life inside of you. 9. Embrace how beautiful it is. 8. How rare and unique. 7. That no one can see. 6. Going deeper. 5. Following my guidance. 4. Opening to my words. 3. Deeper and deeper. 2. Letting go of everything. 1. There is nothing. There are no elements, no time, no space. Here you are completely blank. And here you've become completely open to my voice. And you'll find that it becomes easier to open to my voice whenever you like. Every time you listen to it, to this or another recording, when you welcome my voice, your subconscious opens up. And it feels good to open up, doesn't it? It feels so good to completely open up and let everything go until there is nothing left but a pure, blank slate. And upon this blank slate we could write things. We could make you feel. We could make you experience. Together we could weave dreams and sensations untold. And I would love to go on that adventure with you. If you open up to me, I can take you along on the most bizarre and wonderful rides. I can make you fly through dreams that you wouldn't believe. So remember, Remember where you are now and how it feels to open up to my voice. Will you remember? Very good. Now in a moment I'm going to count you back up. But as I mention the elements, you will embrace each one and go down deep again. One, two, becoming more aware. Three, four, regaining your body. Five, six, seven, feeling a bit strange. Eight, but closer. Nine, in your body. And 10, wake. But we're not done yet. You can still feel and remember how good it was to be open. So I would like you to listen and embrace the fire, the earth, the water, and the air, and finally, life. Until we even pass life and you are blank. It feels good to follow those elements, doesn't it? Fire, earth, water, air, life, blank, complete nothingness. And you've done wonderfully. You've listened and let me guide you. And as you let me guide you, I can bring you new things and show you maybe even a bit of magic. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, wake. And welcome back again. It feels nice to embrace each of the elements, doesn't it? I'm glad you're listening. Now feel the fire, the flames. Now the earth, the heaviness. Water flowing. Air drifting, life letting go, blankness going deep. Now, and I think you've done very, very well. Every time you feel that you need an element, you can simply call upon it in your mind. You'll remember your strength. You'll embrace your fire. You'll use your adaptability. And most of all, I hope you'll definitely dream. So, once I wake you, you will see the dream. The dream starts with fire, the heat, the warmth, a place where you feel safe and warm. Then we add the earth, a place to sit on. And as you sit, we add water, a little lake where you can sit by. And finally we add the air. And in your mind, I want you to imagine a peaceful place to sit. and see all the elements that make up this place. And of course, the element of life that gives it even more. So, as I count you down again, you will go deeper into this place, a warm 10, safe 9, beautiful 8, relaxing 7, calming 6, familiar. Perfect. 4. Elemental. 3. Place. 2. Of dreams. 1. And like I said, when I wake you, you will see all the elements around you and embrace them. You will not judge them for how they are represented, and in fact you'll find it easier to forgive them, to forgive your own little shortcomings and embrace all the beauty inside of you. Will you remember? And also remember to forgive yourself. Every time that you feel that you're not perfect, or every time you feel that there's something not right, forgive yourself. Because you're simply a being of elements, and we are neither good nor bad, just our actions. So listen as I count you up to a final awakening, as you remember the place of dreams, as you embrace this elemental induction. 1, slowly waking up. 2, your thoughts getting hold again. 3, embracing the world. 4, fluttering with your eyes. 5, more and more awake. 6, you're going to feel refreshed. 7, as I count you all the way up. 8, to more and more awake. 9, taking it all with you. And 10, wake. And I hope you had fun.